Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday and Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. She's available now to answer your question on this broadcast. Please unblock your phone number, focus on a specific question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph.
Well, hello, everybody, and I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 515 area code. Hello, 515. Who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. What's your question?
I'm calling in regarding a friend of mine. I'm wondering if her relationship with her boyfriend will last, or where's that headed?
Well, let me see. My immediate reaction to your question is there's something about the relationship that's serving her in some way right now. And I know that sounds like an odd way to answer it, but it seems as though having somebody in her life is better than having nobody in her life. So there's a sort of placeholder thing that I'm getting with this relationship. Not a bad thing, but I don't really think that it's going to last. I don't think this is going to be the forever relationship. I don't think that this is her companion of choice.
Okay.
And so the best thing you can do is just be totally hands off with it.
Okay.
Totally hands off. Just when she starts talking about what a dick he is, just say, I really would rather not hear about that right now. Let's think of something more pleasant.
Okay, so he's not very nice to her?
Well, what I'm getting is that the relationship is serving her for a purpose. It's not the rest of her life relationship, but it's sort of a placeholder relationship. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
And it's better when she's calling me, not someone calling me for her. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it'd be better if she actually called me and asked this question.
Okay.
Because part of what's going on here is your impression of the person.
Uh-huh.
And what the cards are saying. And she's not the one asking the question, so sometimes it's a little off. Okay?
Sure.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling.
Okay,
see you
thank
later.
You.
Bye. All right, bye. All right, got somebody here from the 305 area code. Hello, 305. Who's this? All right. I've got somebody here from the 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. What's your question?
I have a question about a woman I'm interested in named Pamela.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I was wondering if she's interested in me.
You got to take things real slowly with Pamela. Because what it says here is that she's looking for a quality man in her life. And you got to take it real slow with her. So don't push yourself on her. Don't push the relationship. Don't be anything but her best friend right now.
Mhm.
Okay. And then ask me this question again in 2 months.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, guys. Gotta go. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Got somebody here from the. Hold on, 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. What's your question?
My question is I am looking for stability in employment, looking for, a job that has benefits. Then do you see anything coming through for me?
Okay, so when you put what you need over what the company needs, what happens is that it's almost as if you're chasing smoke, okay? Now, see, I know you need to have a job that pays you decent and gives you benefits and all that, but the way to get that job is come across to the interviewer as though once they hire you, they are going to, you are going to be indispensable to them. In other
okay.
words, you need to study a company so well that when you go to the interview, it's all about you talking about how you can contribute to the success of the company. And then before
mm-hmm.
you even apply, you make sure that they have the benefits you're looking for. Do you see what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for example, if you went to work for Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola has one of the best benefits on the planet. You already know you're going to get those. So now we find the best fit in the job. So that's what I would go for if I were you, as a company that is already got the reputation of taking care of their employees. That's the kind of company
mm-hmm.
I would go for. And then when you're interviewing, you talk about how your amazing abilities, you're not going to say my amazing abilities would rock your world. You're going to say, you know, one of the things that I see about your company is that you're planning to move forward in this direction. It's my passion. That's how you would say it. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so,
I do.
So you do your internet research to make sure that they have the benefits you want, and then do whatever you can to get in front of someone to talk to them. And I'm real big on the donut ambush. So when you apply for a job online, you wait a couple of days and you show up at HR with a couple dozen donuts. And you
right.
say, hi. Hi there. I applied online a couple nights ago. I wanted to bring you guys some donuts to start off your day right. And just wanted to come and introduce myself to you in person.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
how can they not pay attention to you if you're bringing them donuts? Right?
Right.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Good luck. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 480 area code. Let's get 480 on the air. Hello, 480. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Shruti. How are you doing?
I'm sorry. Say your name again.
Shruti.
Shruti. Oh,
yes.
Nice name. What's your question for me?
Similar to the previous caller, more on the career front, are you picking up any changes coming up?
I hope so. actually, what it's saying is a happy marriage of your creativity and diversity is exactly what your cards are saying, that you are you're actually looking for a job where you can fully extend your abilities. And I have to tell you, it's going to be a different job than what you've done in the past, which I actually really like.
Yes. That's where
okay.
the goal is, right?
It's a whole different industry or a whole different job, but your background applies to the new field or the new job in some way.
Interesting. And anything about when or how I'm going to hear about it? Yeah, when. And
oh,
how
when?
Am I going to hear about
it? See, what it says here is that 90% of your success is showing up where you want to work.
Okay.
So if there's a company around you, let's say within 10 miles of where you live, that you'd really
mm-hmm.
like to work, I would start by looking at those companies online first. And then you heard about the donut ambush that I told Regina on the caller before you, where you apply
yeah.
online and then you show up with donuts a couple days after you apply.
Yes, but in like the Fortune 500 companies, which is where I work,
right.
because of security, they do not allow people in to HR or anything like that.
Then you drop them off at the receptionist desk.
Yeah, the guard desk. Yeah.
Seriously, what will happen is that your name will have this reputation of being this amazing team player even before you start.
Yes.
So if you have to drop them off at the receptionist, then what you say is, I applied online for, is there an HR office here that I can visit? If they say no, everything goes through me, say, okay, well, this dozen donuts is for you, and these other two dozen donuts is for Mr. Smith and Human Resources, because I applied online for a job, and I'd really like to work here.
Got it.
You see what I mean? If
yeah,
you show up in person... If you show up in person, that's where all your power is, my friend. All right, girl. Gotta
go.
Thanks for calling. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye. All right, got somebody here from the 786 area code. Hello, 786. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. What's your question?
I have a question about career as well. I actually have a great opportunity to get a job at the Department of Corrections. It's just
awesome.
Yeah, I am missing some paperwork, and I'm hoping that I can get everything done in time, because they would do, I guess, the training in November. And I was
What's
just wondering
question?
What you see. I was wondering if you see everything going through smoothly and me getting the position.
Totally. Totally. It's going to be, this would be an awesome job move for you. They have incredible benefits. You, I think that you would be an awesome fit there. Really, I do. So just instead of making it happen, Samantha, let it happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting all kinds of good mojo about this question for you.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, right. The paperwork and gathering that got me a little nervous, but I have been trying to center
it.
Myself. And like, you know what?
You're going to find it. I'm not worried. You're worried. I'm not worried at all.
Oh.
I think it's going to be pretty easy to find out anything that you need to have found out about you, because, you know, you've done everything right in your life. And I really think that with your background and the fact that you really are a hard worker, I think there's going to be no problem you getting this job. None. And then you're going to call me with the wonderful news that you got the job.
Yes.
Thank All right, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Have a great rest of the night.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, see you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 305 area code. Hello, 305. Who's this? Hello, 305. Hello, 305. All right. You might be listening to another program. So I'm, you know, hoping that you'll call in my next broadcast. All right, you guys. Hey, listen, I have to do a bit of an abbreviated program tonight because I have an event. So I'm going to go ahead and end the program now. And if I missed you, please do me a favor and email me at mona@mysticmona.com and with your phone number, and I'll make sure that you get on live next Wednesday when I'm live again. In the meantime, have a great rest of the evening, and I'll be back live next Wednesday.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Follow Psychic View on Twitter for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please mention Psychic View for a special discount. Didn't get on the air today? Contact Mona through her website at www.mona.vegas. or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.